the Pendleton County Tuesday, August 16th, 2016, adjourned June meeting of the Pendleton County Board to order at 9:36. Please call a roll.
Ms. Kulik?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers is excused. Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Present.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, now I need a motion for approval of the previous month's minutes.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. On approval for agenda, I would offer a motion or ask for one to move executive session to the end of the meeting.
So move.
Second.
Roll call.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
No.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
What was the total?
8-1.
8-1? Oh my God. All right. Old business, is there any to come in front of the board? New business, is there any new business? Uh-oh.
You skipped a little bit there, sir.
I skipped over something. Is it too late? Citizens to be heard.
Nobody to be heard?
Elected officials report and other department heads. Shall we start with the sheriff?
Hello. Under Sheriff Harold Martin. For Sheriff Baird, he's currently at the Illinois Sheriff's Association Summer Conference in Springfield. He'll be back later this afternoon. Sheriff wanted me to mention that on August 11th, we had six black mouth cur puppies taken from the Newark area. With the help of numerous individuals on social media, we were first able to locate four of the puppies in Warrenville. However, one of the four puppies was alive. The other three had passed. With continued assistance from social media, we were contacted by a representative of the Duke Animal Hospital in Chicago, where we were able to recover the remaining two puppies. And I'm pleased to announce that all three of the puppies are in good health and back at home. And the sheriff wanted to make sure that we reached out to social media and let them know that we really appreciate everything that they did to help us recover the puppies. We had numerous help from different individuals on social media. They gave us locations, suspects, all this that really come to fruition. And we'd also like to thank our staff for such a fine job of keeping up with this, reaching out to the social media people that were out there, and being able to recover those puppies. And we're currently still investigating the case, and hopefully we'll be able to get the individuals involved. But and the main reason we're bringing this up is that we had so many calls and so much on social media that it was unbelievable. Kind of reminds me of the days in Yorkville when we had a goose that was shot with an arrow, and our guys went out, saved it, brought it back, and we had letters from all over the country thanking us for doing this. And this is something that makes you feel good when something like this happens and you're able to make something positive happen in somebody's life. But thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold. County Clerk.
My revenue report is in the packet if you have any questions. And we have also begun to accept vote by mail applications. We'll accept the applications, but ballots won't be ready to the end of September, October. That's when we can mail those out. Early voting starts September 29th, assuming there aren't any problems with any sort of legislation with who can or cannot be on the ballot. That is the goal.
Any questions for Debbie about this? All right. Treasurer Jill Ferkel.
Good morning. You have my report in your packet. Revenues aren't great, but they do continue to keep coming in. I feel we will end up okay with the income tax. I think that is more of a timing issue. We seem to kind of have a pattern where they'll skip a month and then give us two the next month. So July was a month we did not get any of the income tax, but we already received it on August 3rd. So I'm hoping that we'll get that, then another one at the end of the month. The state sales tax is a bit behind, so I'm not real positive on how we're gonna end up with that as far as budget goes, but I think we'll do all right with the rest of them. Like I said, we just kind of have to monitor them on a monthly basis to see kind of where we're at. We are starting to gear up our second installment for property taxes. It is September 7th, so we're getting close to that date. We have set our tax sale date for October 27th this year. So we are switching things up a little bit. We're going to try to do it before election as opposed to after election. So we're going to keep the clerk's office very busy. But so hopefully that will all go well. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Mrs. Right. Fergo. Say hello to your husband. Clerk of the court.
Good morning. I submitted my report if there's any questions. I also wanted to let you know that the clerk's office did sign up with the comptroller to collect unpaid fines and fees. We sent over $350,000 of unpaid fees 2 weeks ago. So far they retrieved about $500. We're expecting tax time is when hopefully we'll get a big chunk of money. So if you have any questions on that.
Any questions, Mr. Worley?
I have a question. Just kind of thank you very much for your reports, because it's another way that we can kind of keep pulse of what's going on over there and basically the county. So it really does help. Thank you.
Good. That's it. Okay.
Thank you for coming. State's attorney.
Two quick things. One, we did lose one of our prosecutors. She, one of our misdemeanor prosecutors, was a active military reservist in the Air Force. She decided to go back to the military full time. She's actually a major. And she is going to Guantanamo Bay to defend one of the 9/11 terrorists. So, and she'll get paid a lot of money to do so. But we were very sad to see her go, but understand that she is going back to active duty. So we're looking to fill that spot. Second thing is that we've been working, as you may or may not know, the governor signed the decriminalization of small amounts of cannabis. That has caused some additional work in the law enforcement standpoint, trying to make sure that we are compliant with the new laws that went into effect on a Friday afternoon, regarding which individuals will be charged, how will they be charged, and how it will be processed through the court system. So we've been working with law enforcement, with the circuit clerk, the chief judge, to make sure that that process goes smoothly. But it is sort of interesting to deal with something that no one has ever dealt with before. So we are taking it day by day. Other than that, I have nothing to report, and I just let you have any questions.
Thank you. Coroner's office. Obviously no deaths. Health department, Dr. Mall, obviously angry. Supervisor of assessments, Andy Nicoletti.
Good morning. I have all the township books in my possession at this point. We're in the process of balancing and equalizing those. Hopefully publication will occur on September 8th. I do have a little bit of a pickup that I'm dealing with DevNet at this point, so hopefully we can get that fixed and we can move on. So and at this point I have $25.9 million give or take of new construction. So I think we hit somewhere around 30 last year. But, you know, we still can have stuff come through board review.
Oh, Mr. Davidson.
Yes. The assessment of the farmland is by...
Productivity.
Productivity.
Yes.
Now, is the productivity in bushels or is it in dollars and cents of the value of the crop or what they receive?
There's actually four or five criteria that go into determining the assessment for the productivity index. I don't know all four or five of them off the top of my head, but I know the federal land bank interest rate, I believe, is one. The actual price for the commodity is another. There are two others, but I don't know if that's off the top.
Well, the reason I'm asking is it looks like we're, according to the rules, we're going to be about 14% more productivity per acre this year of corn. But the price of the value of the crop is going down, looks like under $3.
Which you have to realize it's a 5-year study that actually goes back 7 years, if that makes sense. So they're looking at stuff still from 2010 when they're determining the 2016. So it's a sliding study, essentially, is what they're doing.
So that doesn't go to that's this the value of the crop isn't going to help the farmer or the landowner today.
Not at this point.
He's going to get burnt again.
But on the good side of that, they don't throw the 10% across the board like they used to. They take 10% of the median productivity, which is the 111. So I think that was somewhere around $250 or $260. So all the productivity assessments increased by $25 or $26. So the poorer soils went up more than the better soils, and that's an attempt to get back to the 2-to-1 ratio that you had at one time between the poor and the good.
Really confusing.
Absolutely is, yes. Yeah, right. So
are you asking for the farmers to be taxed higher, or what is your point?
Well, I hate to see farmers going out of business. I mean, the property taxes to a farmer on the out in the field is roughly right at $50 an acre. That makes it a little steep.
But with assessments overall increasing, that should help bring those rates down, which should lessen the increase to farmers. Because with the EAV coming down the last few years, it's been hammering the farmers because not only are they getting an increase from the state, but they're also getting an increase in the rate. So if the rate can start coming down a little bit, it should help with the increase in taxes.
Thank you.
Thank you for that tutorial, which I'm sure everyone in the room picked up on that, but it was interesting. Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning. Mr. Greider, what do you have to report here?
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to make a motion to approve petition 16-64, which is a request from Chris and Megan Jensen for a special use in the A1 Agricultural District to operate a landscaping business at the property located at 7225 Caden Farm Road in Kendall Township, PIN 0506400004 and 0526400005.
Second.
John?
Just like to add that when this petition went to the Regional Plan Commission, it did get a favorable recommendation. Also received favorable recommendation from the Special Use Hearing Officer, and the PBZ Committee recommended approval of it as well at their meeting last Monday. We do have some conditions that are on here as well. We have reviewed these with the petitioner. If there's any questions, any of you can answer those as well.
Mr. Purcell.
Is the petitioner here?
Yes, they are.
So are they okay with all these?
They have agreed to the
restrictions.
Yes, they have.
Even the one with the equipment?
Yes, that is something that they supplied us with, and we're comfortable with that. They've made sure that what's...
Are you the petitioners? You're okay with that restriction on the equipment?
Yes, at this point, yes, we are.
Mr. Purcell is asking questions into the audience.
Yes, thank you. Okay, that one seems a little restrictive.
To the petitioner.
So,
which were answered affirmatively.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Worley.
I just want to point out to everybody and let them know that on this list of equipment is a couple of machines that are way, way, way larger than a landscape company would have. A Cat 345 backhoe is an overweight permit load. This is a very large machine that typically 99% of landscapers don't own. So he said he's not going to use it as an excavating company, that he's going to run a landscaping business out of his place. His neighbors will let us know, and I'm sure that other people will let us know if there's an issue with that. And if he runs an excavating company out of his place and comes back in here, you guys have the ability to take the special use away. So I'm very much hoping that gentleman sticks to his word, and I believe him. He said he's going to use this piece of equipment, these pieces of equipment, for landscaping purposes. So
how close is this property to our newest venture with the wedding on the farm? Is it nearby?
Between Ashley and basically Grove Road.
Okay, thank you. Who was it? Oh, Mr. Ace Hardware.
And I can appreciate those concerns. My feeling is the equipment says here, condition number one, all vehicles, the equipment, materials associated with the landscape business shall be stored entirely within an enclosed structure. I don't care what they put in there, as long as it's out of sight. You know, their personal vehicles, that's a different issue. I'm not, they can put a Boeing 747 there, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, please.
It'll be hard landing it.
We'll have to widen Caton Farm Road for that.
Mr. Chairman.
To land on Caton Farm Road. They could. Mr. Kokel, who's from that area.
Why is the zoning committee even asking him to write down what equipment he has? I guess that's a question for Mr. Greider. What, I mean, he might sell all this and have something else tomorrow. I mean, equipment inventory changes every day.
Discussion about this at the committee, and John.
And I'm not on that committee, so.
Yeah, when this petition first came in, it was disclosed that the equipment that's used for it is associated with excavating. And so when this went to the township actually had a concern with that fact. And they, in fact, recommended to deny the petition. So when it went to the Plan Commission to try to figure out a solution to that, to make sure that this did stay as a landscaping operation and didn't become a full excavating business, because excavating businesses are not permitted in the agricultural district, either by right or by special use, the Plan Commission recommended that the equipment be limited to the equipment that the petitioner is going to be operating, so in the future it doesn't become this excavating operation.
And when we asked about it, and he's obviously here, so he wants to, the chairman would like to bring him up. He did say that this list is more than what he currently has, and someday he hopes to work into it. I think if you have one crew, currently has one crew, and you know, he may expand at some point, but right now he's not there yet. So this should give him enough to expand.
Oh, Mr. Davidson.
Yeah, Dan, we went over this pretty hard, and the petitioner has a right to come back and make changes and not have to go through the, just come back to the board for an amendment onto this special use. So he's in agreement and we're in agreement and everybody seems to be happy. So I got the same argument that you got. So,
well, I just hate to have to see him come in and ask permission to buy a piece of equipment that he's buying here in the county. He's paying sales tax and he's spending his money locally.
Mr. Purcell.
Dan, I do have some similar concerns, but Mr. Greider did point out to me that number 8 does say equipment permitted to be stored inside shall include only the following or similar replacements. So there are some latitude that
I don't even know why it's on there, why they would make a person or a company list their equipment that they're going to store inside of a building. Are we going to start searching people's buildings all over the county?
Is there a problem with that?
Search searching people's buildings. You can come into mine anytime you want.
Come down there.
Started 136.
It's almost an invasion of privacy. I mean, the man runs a business here locally in the county. He came to you guys, and you guys ask him, and I'm not on the committee, so I don't know exactly how it went, but you ask him a list of equipment that he's going to store because you're concerned.
John, just explain the background.
He might own 50 pieces of equipment in another county that's sitting on a lot. He might decide to
bring one home. You're moving to another county?
No. I said he might own another lot with 50 pieces of equipment on it.
Mr. Davidson.
Well, we could solve the whole thing by just rezoning this commercial, and there wouldn't be any argument. The problem is it's ag, and we have to be under certain regulations under the ag ordinance to allow it in ag. So you've got a valid point, but we got an issue of following the rules set forth under agriculture.
There's a lot of farmers.
Special uses.
There's a lot of farmers that own yellow iron, Mr. Davidson.
Mr. Coco responding viciously now.
There's a lot of farmers own backhoes, HD.
Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, putting those poor people through torture.
The next item, I will make a motion to authorize expenditure from the Tanglewood Trails escrow account in the amount of $44.24 for services provided by Four Seasons Landscaping.
Second.
This was some reseeding work on the berm that's located along the pond at the Tanglewood Trail subdivision along High Point Road. This came to us for payment, so we brought it to the PBZ committee for authorization to forward on to the county board. After this payment of $4,424, it'll be roughly just under $46,000 left in the escrow account for Tanglewood Trails.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Worley.
You have to look at this until I start going down through here. Prevailing wage is basically rate reflects paying prevailing wage rate at $99 an hour. Is that labor? Or what exactly are they getting $99 an hour for? Because that's not prevailing wage, and that's almost rude. Then the next item, there's Bobcat service at $135 an hour. That's decent to getting good money, including an operator. So I'm trying to guess what $99 an hour represents.
Well, Fran, I don't know if you might have a little light to shed. It's for the
Mr. Davidson.
Well, we have a Four Seasons estimator here.
Yeah,
ask
at the end of the table.
Just say it's right there, Jeannie.
Oh. Freeman.
Ask her what the rate is. She may know.
I don't know that I'm allowed to ask questions to the public, although.
Yeah, you're not.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll go call the rules.
However, if she would like to approach and bolster, she's obviously here for that purpose. Would you like to come up and just give your name?
What was the question?
What does $99 an hour represent? That's described as prevailing wage.
We're talking about the landscape invoice. Correct. Number 6217U of July 11th, 2016. Item 1 and item 2, I guess, right?
Correct.
Would you give your name, please?
Jean Freeman.
Thank you.
I didn't do this invoice, so I can't really answer that question. I'm the landscape designer. I didn't do the estimate.
Okay. That's good. Go ahead. That's a good answer.
Sorry, Gene.
Fran's coming to the rescue.
Fran's coming up. Fran,
what's
your name? Very good. Thank you.
I think with the prevailing wages, frequently contractors who don't do a lot of prevailing wage work,
they'll put in an hourly wage for their people, but then I believe by state law, part of that prevailing wage law is that they also have to pay a certain amount of benefits, you know, insurance, retirement, all that other stuff. And it's a bit of a gray area as to exactly what that amount is, so they would typically bill higher than that to make sure that they are more than whatever the minimum is, so they don't get in trouble with the Department of Labor. And I can't say what that number exactly represents, but I know there's wiggle room in there built right in to make sure they are at least as high as the total amount of labor, benefits, and retirement, and everything that has to be.
I think they aged this one.
Well, I was going to say, is it possible?
So the invoice is kosher, right?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what we're getting at, Mr. Kreider.
So is it possible that the, you know, they would bill for the whole crew under the rate?
I was going to say that. Maybe it's several people? No.
23.5 at 99 an hour.
The 99 an hour, could that be for three people? No, like 33, 33, 33.
Could be. Pretty cheap.
I was hanging my head on that thing, so.
Well, to get down to brass tacks here, we don't pay this, correct?
This was the payment that was deposited with the escrow account came from the bank. So they are essentially paying for the improvements to be completed.
This is being paid by the Homeowners Association of the Tanglewood Trail, which fortunately is right north of where I live, so I can watch every movement they make. So, and I like the place, too. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Thank yes. you, G.
We're going back.
All right, public safety. Who would that be, Matthew?
Mr. Chairman, the Public Safety Committee met on Monday, August 8, 2016. We have no action items for the county board. We will meet again in September.
Any questions for Matthew about public safety? Administration HR, Mrs. Kulick.
I'd like to make a motion for approval of an agreement with Current Technologies to purchase a wireless link in an amount not to exceed, I would put my glasses on, $24,891.24.
Second.
Thank you. I know we had some discussion about this at Committee of the Whole, so I think Scott has come prepared to answer some questions for us.
I will second the motion, and then we can get
Mrs. Gilmore did second.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
You caught that.
We had some questions from Mr. Davidson about bids on this.
Okay, it wasn't actually bid. It's under the bid threshold for technology. I went out and contacted several different companies about getting proposals, including even like Comcast and AT&T to do like a fiber optic connection to replace the wireless one. So they're all not apples to apples as in bids. So I couldn't bring it in with exact numbers like that. There were several different. That would be like a lease as compared to a purchase, and what came out to be the best for us over 5 years, which is usually life. Hopefully we can coax more out of that. The best deal over 5 years for the speed to make for everybody in this building was this quote.
And there was also, I guess, a few scope questions, and Mr. Wilkins and I were kind of adding to each other's comments.
Okay.
And so if you could just give us a brief description of the full scope, that would probably answer a lot of questions that we had.
No problem. So we've got a wireless connection right now that goes from the tower, the CanCon tower, over to the historic courthouse that provides services to this building and also to the historic courthouse for the offices that are in there. And it's about 8 years old now, or will be by the time we get it replaced here later this year, early fall. Hopefully it's a good time to climb the towers, safe time to do it. And it's aged out. There's too many people working on it. People need more speed now to be able to download, get their emails quicker, and be able to do their work. So we're putting this in, and there it involves a tower climb on each side so they can take down the old equipment, put up the new equipment, take it away. We're going to be replacing the wire up and down on there so that it's all new, and the hope is to get as long as possible out of it. It does come with a warranty
for the first year on the equipment, then we can choose to extend that at the time, but these are very reliable pieces, and we usually will not get that after the 1 year that it's up and working. And we're going from about 100 megs to a gig, which is 10 times faster, and then we have the opportunity to increase that again to 2 gigs without the purchase of more equipment or any tower climbing. It's just a license fee that we would have to pay down the line if we need to increase it again, so we can avoid the heavy costs of getting the certified people to climb the towers and the equipment.
Is this the project that also will help with the sheriff's office, that the cars can download as they pull into the parking lot, or is that a different project that we talked about at committee?
Yeah, that's completely unrelated to that. That other project is something more for next year, and this is just a point-to-point between the two buildings.
Mr. Purcell, I'm sorry, Mr. Davis.
You're saying there's only a year warranty on this equipment?
From the manufacturer, yes. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Three-year replacement on the car.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Worley.
Monthly fee associated with the wireless?
No, this is on this option, it's the purchase. So this is it. We pay for this out the door. It's turnkey to get the whole thing installed, and nothing month to month. We maintain the operations of it.
Mr. Greider?
Do you know roughly how many employees are affected by this or this will?
I'd have to go do a quick count on, and it depends also, like on a day like today, although the wireless were having some problems, the internal wireless, we'll get a heavier load on board meeting days, especially if there's a topic with several people here, because it does rely for internet on this building that comes over here, so it can fluctuate quite a bit depending on how many people are in the building. But I'd have to look at
the live stream after watching the video.
But perhaps, yeah, it depends what they're doing. So.
Mr. Davis?
Say we don't approve this and we write it out and it goes down. How long would it take to boot it back up and get it going, I mean, with the new system?
The current system works, it's slow, and it's at the end of its life. It's not really usable anymore. It's going to eventually break. The issues that come up are if it broke in the middle of winter, it's dangerous and would be hard to find a window where we could get someone to climb the tower. The optimal time to do that is in the summer or the fall to get the work done. Also, we had to spend a lot of time researching and going through the different types of technology, and then as well as getting the contract addendums done with the state's attorney to get all that done. So it's not a quick process. I've been working on this since the spring.
Matthew.
Scott, you mentioned that the current system is 100 megabit, and we're going up to the gig.
Yes.
That's quite a bit of a speed upgrade. Is there a need for?
There is. I often get complaints. It's one of the things I first heard about when I met with departments, as Debbie's shaking her head, that this building is much slower. If you were to compare it to working in the sheriff's office or the health department building, the access to get you to open up takes a lot longer. We have several shared services that we're able to do. Instead of buying a server for each building, we can have it go over this connection. It ends up saving us money in the long run, where we can put more maybe in one spot and share it across the link.
Well, I can testify also when I set up in my office that I took away from Dan Kogel.
You stole
their
desk.
Floor up there. It's not an office. I just share a space
a
with Valerie, but she has trouble also getting on. It's curse words and things.
We'll make the calendar quicker.
No, we are working on replacing the calendar as well. So
for the third time?
That's not nearly as costly of a process. We are working on that project. Valerie is busy populating old and new information in the new stuff.
If you could walk upstairs, and I know that's a struggle, but which I do every day, just as you come in to the administrative office, there's a rack there.
I know.
That has calendars.
I get those regularly, but we have a computer staff of how many?
Oh, five.
Five. And I can't get my calendar on my phone
or
on a computer.
Well, I just told you how to do it.
Deaf? I understand, but did you hear me? We have five. Did you hear Scott say we have five computer people?
Somebody needs to work on that phone of yours.
Call the question.
All right. Call the question. Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Bob always gets
thank
nervous
you,
when there's
we
controversy.
Were calling
he doesn't like that.
And thank you all.
Thank you. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I wish you to come up and add something. All right, anything else?
Thank you, Lynn.
Lynn?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Finito?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I apologize for missing the meeting. I was up in Madison helping my wife celebrate once again her 55th birthday. Highway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have two items. First one is to approve an intergovernmental agreement between the County of Kendall and the Kendall County Forest Preserve District regarding the exchange of 1.6 acres of district-owned property at Subat Forest Preserve with an appraised value of $16,100 for 1.9 acres of county-owned property adjacent to Hoover Forest Preserve with an appraised value of $32,000 as part of the El Domain Road Improvement Project, including approval of the associated temporary construction easements.
Second.
This has been on our plate at the Forest Preserve and the Highway Department for, Mr. Worley, 6 months or so. We've been going back and forth on it. It's been around longer than that, actually, but it's been on our front burner, and I'm hoping we can put it away and be done with it. If you have any questions on it, I can't believe you do because we've talked about
does
it.
Does this meet the criteria?
More than one meeting, several times.
Does it meet the criteria?
If we
of the Downstate Forest Preserve Act as far as the limit on the state.
Yes, this has gone through the state's attorney's office back and forth through the Forest Preserve side and the highway side. One of the big things that this will help us out with is if and when we do build the El Domain Road Bridge, if the funding ever comes, we can have a logistics area for the contractors. It'll make that project easier. And it obviously helps the Forest Preserve out as well. Well,
El Domain Road Bridge. Mr. Davidson.
Well, I'm sure there won't be very many of us sitting here by the time that bridge gets built. But is
Amen.
There a designated area, I mean, of this property of 1.9 or whatever it is, 6? Is there a designated area been laid out or marked on this drawing for that temporary easement?
Yes.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Congratulations, Mr. Kokel.
Yes, we can file that one away. Okay, the second thing is approve a supplement to the preliminary engineering agreement between Kendall County and H.R. Green in the amount of $344,419.49 to be taken from the Transportation Sales Tax Fund.
Second.
This is also a El Domain Road Bridge part of that project.
Mr. Purcell?
Brian, go back here. Can I ask a question or two? Please. So first, what was the original contract amount?
Just under $2.9 million.
And so over 10% supplement. What does this entail if we need to or over 10% increase?
Right. And we had handouts that were given to the highway committee. Obviously you probably didn't see all those, but there was a breakdown of probably six or eight different line items There were some additions, some deletions, mostly additions, of course. The big part, the bulk of this, of the costs is in two areas. The first one being because we broke this project into two projects. Originally, when this went to the consultant, it was one great big project from High Point Road to Route 34. But we broke off that north piece from River Road to 34 as a separate project. Well, when you prepare two sets of plans and two special provisions and two cost estimates, obviously that's a lot more work than one. So the bulk of that cost is splitting this into two projects, and it allowed us to get over $5 million in federal money for that north project. The other
thing. Can you repeat that?
What's that?
Repeat that.
We got $5 million in federal.
Well, currently $4.5 million federal, and I'm going after another $1.5 million, so we could get as much as $6 million federal money on that northerly part.
Cost of federal regulations.
Yeah, that doesn't help. Although this project has been federally funded from day one, so we went into this eyes wide open that it was going to be federally funded, at least, you know, right of way, engineering, land acquisition. So when any part of a project is federally funded, the whole project is federally funded. So that wasn't new news. We did a phase one amendment and changed a traditional type of intersection where Eldemain Wood and Fox Road to a roundabout type intersection, because that traditional intersection was going to have a 15-foot change in grade in the middle of a cornfield, which didn't make a lot of sense. Also, we had to revise the right-of-way plats about 8 times to make the roadway fit in the new right-of-way. So there has been a substantial amount of work done in addition to what was originally anticipated. And not because of any fault of the Phase 1 consultant. I think this is just an enormous project that took some transition from the phase. You know, and that's what happens when you change consultants from Phase 1 to Phase 2. There's a lot of work and catching up to do. The good news is, because of all this influx of federal money, we are so far ahead on this project. It's this is a good news thing. I mean, even though we're spending another $300,000 in engineering, you know, we're probably $5 million ahead in construction costs.
Who did the prior one?
Hampton, Lindsay, and Renwick did the phase one for a really cheap cost, and now HR Green is doing the phase two.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Davidson?
I got one other question while I got you up here. What's happening with Wickadoo Trail? Anything? Has that been? I keep hearing rumors out on the street, but I just wondered if, while you're up here, if you give us an update on it.
That's a really timely question. I don't know if Dan would like to answer that.
Or point of order.
We had that on our agenda, Mr. Davidson, at our meeting.
Your answer
at our meeting last week, so. We can get this bird
no problem
put away. We'll
and the result
the
of that highway committee meeting is we're trying to incorporate pieces of the Wickadoo Trail planning engineering into our 5-year plan.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye. Stop the gateway.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Copeland?
Yes. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
I thought he was going to answer a question for you. Facilities. Who would that be? Mr. Davidson?
I have no. We held our meeting and hopefully we'll be working on the budget and come back to finance with a recommended number for our budget.
Ken Dewberry.
We're still waiting for our final meeting with Dewberry. It's been postponed, I think, Jim?
Wednesday.
So Wednesday we will know more, and we'll have it for our, hopefully for Cal. In September.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any questions for Mr. Davis? Yeah. All right, economic development.
We meet Friday the 26th, and I gave my report at our last night meeting.
Finance Committee, Mr. Purcell.
Thank you, sir. Finance Committee met last Thursday, and the action item we have is approval of claims. I move we approve the claims in amount of $405,075.66.
Second.
Discussion, questions? Roll call.
Mr. Purcell.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Shaw.
Aye.
Mr. Worley.
Yes.
Ms. Kulick.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Greider.
Yes.
Mr. Kokel.
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska.
Yes.
All right. anything else, Mr. Purcell?
On a musical note, today's the day Elvis died, and Madonna was born. So just keep that theme going. But no, nothing else from the committee.
What?
Just the
Sammy
Davis thing.
Candyman. Candyman. You know even what you're talking about there?
Mr. Worley and then question.
I noticed that budgets need to be submitted by the end of this week. Then you guys are going to start meeting in earnest, I assume, and start crunching numbers. We set up any type of general meeting with the whole group to be able to go over what we're looking at for next year.
We set no meeting dates. As of our meeting last Thursday, all the budgets had not been submitted.
Right.
There was really nothing to
no, it's like I said, by the end of this week, they'll all be submitted. The 19th is the budget date, so I'm assuming in the next couple of meetings, you guys are going to be busy. I'd just like to hope that we...
yeah, absolutely. No, I'm just saying we haven't set any dates for ourselves even for hearings or anything yet. It'll Jeff, all the discussion, the hearings will be after Labor Day. It'll be September, maybe October even.
Mr. Kokel.
Mr. Worley had the same question I did on the one they're meeting, so I'll be watching for that.
Okay, now we get to the exciting report of the committee of the whole. A lot of this has been covered already with the admin HR technology bidding, but then we got into discussion of enforcement of noise regulations for banquet hall facilities, of which Mr. Starrett gave us quite a good report on that and the history of it. And we had the sheriff's office there too, speaking about what happens when noise, what the enforcement of noise is at banquet halls, how complaints are handled, and further history. We did a history, had a history discussion of what the problems have been in the past. So, any questions from anybody about this? With that, I will ask for an approval of the standing committee minutes.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. And now we're going to take a 3-minute, 40-second break.
Only push through.
What? What? You can sit here in the room. Because after we get into special committee, which we'll race through in chairman's report, then we're going to go into executive session. So sit here if you want. I'm going upstairs.
Motion to approve the standing committee minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. I guess I forgot to do that. Special committee report, Public Billing Commission.
PBC did not meet one last time. I think we've got all the documentation ready to go. It's simply a matter, I believe, Mr. Shaw, you and I and Jeff Wilkins sitting down and making sure all the documentation is right and meeting with the PBC one more time and moving on.
Who would be advising us?
Mr. Barault has been working with us throughout the whole process, and I think we're in good hands.
Good.
Thank you.
Let's do it before the football starts.
Yes, sir. I agree.
The VAC, Veterans Administration Commission.
VAC meets quarterly. We'll meet one more time again in September.
Historic Preservation.
Historic Preservation did not meet. We're having trouble with our membership here, so we're working on that part of it.
Okay. Board of Health.
And the Board of Health meets tonight at 6 o'clock. Come on out.
Tonight. And now, Judy, Juvenile Justice Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Juvenile Justice Council met on July 29th. We approved amended bylaws. We signed committees for the next year and officers. We still have the collection of school supplies going on until the end of August. And I wanted to give the board an update on the 5K Sky Run that we held. That's our major fundraiser. We had a total of profits of, not profits, but total collected of $13,702. We, after expenses and so forth, we had a profit of $8,912. We had 212 people sign up in spite of the bad weather. We had 20 volunteers. And with that money, we are giving out grants to schools and other organizations that help with truancy issues. We also gave out two scholarships this year. And the school groups that we help out are Operation Snowball, Newark High School Talk Program, Oswego High School Bionic, Oswego East Talk Program, Plano has a program, and Yorkville High School has the TRI program. So very successful year with juvenile justice.
Any questions for Mrs. Gilmore? Very, very good report. Other business? Seeing none, chairman's report. Here are the appointments. Mark Ludig, the Yorkville-Bristol Sanitary District reappointment, 3-year term, expiring in July of 2019. Marty Myra, Big Slough Drainage District reappointment, 3-year term, expires 2019. And Kenneth Walker, supervisor of Kendall Township Public Aid Appeals Committee, Kendall Township reappointment, 2-year term, expires 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kopel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Thank you. Now, with announcements, Valerie's been after me to do this, so here it is. Bill Ashton, Chairman of the Plan Commission, reappointment, 3-year term. Megan Andrews, Farmland Protection Commission, reappointment, 3-year term. John Church, Farmland Protection Commission, reappointment. That nice John Shaw, Farmland Protection Commission, reappointment. David Stewart, Farmland Protection Commission, reappointment. Nels Moll, Big Slough Drainage District, reappointment. Marty Meyer, Big Slough Drainage District, reappointment. Frank Carrero III, Public Aid Appeals from Little Rock Township, reappointment. Jim Detzler, Public Aid Appeals, Oswego Township, reappointment. And Bob Walker, Public Aid Appeals, alternate reappointment. I believe that's the Bristol Township Supervisor. So those will be voted on at our next meeting. Mr. Davidson?
I think we just voted on Marty Meyer, didn't we?
Well, yeah, we did, but
so that
I
was
should
good.
Hope it wasn't.
It's just a duplicate and error in the typing.
Oh, well, that's the end of my office wife. She can't. Where is she? Thank you for pointing that out. All right. Citizens to be heard. Questions from the press?
No questions from the questions.
What? And then, well, he's been up here harassing everybody already. And now we will accept a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
For what purpose?
It's for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body, which is number one. Two, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. And 11, litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or tribunal.
Does that cover what you want to talk about? It does.
I think so.
What?
We had to.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye. The vote was?
8-1.
8-1. Who was it that voted no?
Me, myself, and I.
That guy again. Three people bundled all into one.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor? All same sign? Get up.
And you don't want her to go into her public face.
Yeah. Yeah.